And welcome to this pre-combine edition of Chiefs Live. Mitch Holthus with you, along with 15-year-long snapper extraordinary, revolutionized the position, Kendall Gammon, and a former participant in the combine. You were here, man. You did it.
I went to the combine. I'm sure right now the producers are looking for that photo that we showed last year of me, which was pretty interesting, to my combine photo in 1992. But the combine is an interesting spectacle in and of itself. Right now I'm wondering, what's the crazy outfits they're going to wear this year? You know it's going to be crazy. I mean, everything's marketed, and it's fun, though. I mean, my boys are looking forward to it. They've really made a nice job of this being an event. But very, very important process as you go into the season.
I'm just hoping they don't wear the Team Rice or the Team Sanders jerseys from the Pro Bowl. Just put those on the shelf for now. It's like Yellow Submarine. Anyway, I want to ask you, though, 85 underclassmen, I believe, is the number coming into the NFL combine this year. What about that number just continues to rise and rise?
It is, and this is the most ever. And when you look at that, what you start to see now is the fact that you see some of these seniors that are coming out start to get pushed down the board, because the guys normally that are coming out, the juniors are the people that are being told that they're going to get picked in the higher rounds. And what that does to me is it signifies that you've got some positions that become heavy, that maybe you can get some quality players in the lower rounds, something that certainly the Chiefs, not having a number two pick, I like to hear. So it'll be interesting. I think wide receiver in particular is a very deep position. I think the defensive backs is deep as well. So again, this is where you do your homework and you hope it pays dividends on draft day, not only first day, but second and third day.
And one of the phenomenon, then we're going to get into the wide receivers here pretty soon, but I want to ask you, among the underclassmen, I'm seeing, and specifically in the wide receiver core, we're seeing a plethora of guys that only played 2 years in college, meaning they redshirted a year,
right,
and only played 2 years, and now they're eligible to come out, they're coming out. What dynamic does that do to your selection process?
Well, you know what, again, when you look at that, now you don't have as much to go on game tape-wise, because if they just have one good season out of the two, you've still got to respect it, but you're not sure what kind of player they are. And in general, I think you're going to see a lot more of that, because now the guys, they don't get beat up as much. They get to learn. They get to get their body physically ready. But again, they get out of college and into the pros. And I think it's something probably, quite honestly, you're going to see more of in the future.
Well, you and I get asked every day about wide receiver in this draft class. And, of course, Kansas City would love to get an impact wide receiver. Maybe it's just me, but if the Chiefs got a DeSean Jackson clone and what Andy was able to do with him in Philadelphia, do you see that kind of player high on the draft board?
Yeah, I think a Sammy Watkins is somebody like that out of Clemson. But in general, anytime you can get somebody who can stretch the field like you're talking about with DeSean, and then also has good vision, is dangerous after the catch, so now you can run that quote-unquote college screen, things of that nature, but can get over the top as well. And what we're talking about really is a number one complete wide receiver that can do it all. And, you know, every team wants that. But I think if you get that here in Kansas City, you put that in the mix, certainly that gives some weapons that Andy Reid would be very happy about.
Yeah, we're going to take a look at these guys now just really quickly. You mentioned Watkins, 6'2", 205, considered to be the most explosive wide receiver in this draft. But this guy, Percy Harvin's another name that comes to mind after what he did in the Super Bowl. But Watkins is explosive.
He is, and you know, he can beat press coverage. He gets vertical very quickly. I like the fact that he gets proper depth in his routes. He's a good route runner. He gets in and out of his breaks very, very well. You like that. As a QB, getting in and out of your breaks and being at the proper depth, now you can throw the ball before they cut, and you can trust that they're going to be there. That's something they definitely want to do. He's tough. He's a willing and effective blocker downfield. Certainly with Jamal Charles in the backfield, you need that, and he is somebody that I like a lot. Is he there at 23? Most likely not.
No, Mike Evans, 6'5", 225. This guy looks like a replication of Bo to me. Now, this is who Johnny Football threw all the time. What do you see when you see a guy like Evans?
You know, Mike Evans is interesting because he gets separation, but he gets it through using his body. He doesn't get it in terms of getting out of the routes. He's a big physical guy. I say that he does a good job boxing out. I mean, he's a basketball player where you can't get around him. He's borderline, Mitch. He's borderline a tight end with that size that he's got going on. But you can throw jump balls. He can go up and get them. He's got soft hands. I like that as well. But again, he's a long strider. He doesn't have that burst off the line of scrimmage. So now if you get up and press him, if he doesn't physically get into you, then you may stop him right there. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. You're not going to know until you get into an NFL training camp to know how he's going to perform against NFL cornerbacks.
Let's take a look here. Marquise Lee comes to mind here. Maybe had a better junior year than last year. I'm sorry, sophomore year than last year. Another guy, we're going to kind of go through these quickly, at USC, but you hear Lee's name with Kansas City a lot. Odell Beckham Jr. Now, people are going to say LSU. Oh, here we go. But what do you see when you see an Odell Beckham Jr.?
You know, this is a guy that he's got great acceleration. He gets to his top speed quickly. Again, in and out of breaks quickly, which you like. And the big thing I like is, again, he's dangerous after the catch, which tells me he has good vision. He gets depth, again, on his routes, and he gets quality separation. I will say this, though. He doesn't seem to enjoy the middle of the field, which is to say he doesn't like getting those hits there, nor would I. But, again, he's paid to do that, so you've got to see if he can do that at the highest level. He doesn't have elite speed, but it's certainly adequate. He lets the ball get to his pads sometimes too much. He doesn't have those soft hands. And when you let the ball get to your pads, it knocks and goes down. That's something you do not want.
Kelvin Benjamin is another one out of Florida State, kind of in the Mike Evans role at the 6'5", 235. And I'm going to throw in Brandon Cooks. A smaller slot receiver from Oregon State. But that's the kind of guy that I guess intrigues me. Again, I'm thinking DeSean Jackson right here, but there's a whole bunch of receivers, and the juniors kind of dominate this category.
They do dominate it, and the fact is you've got a lot of different guys coming out, and now you've got that depth, and so maybe you can get somebody quality in a lower round than just number one.
Second question you and I get every day is DBs, safeties. Who can you get that looks like those Seattle Seahawks guys?
Yeah.
We'll talk about that when we return on this pre-combine edition of Chiefs Live.